Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Hey, what up? Welcome in. I'm Doug Gottlieb, and this is All Ball. Here we are, less than a month away from the NBA season kicking off, less than a month away from college basketball's practices officially getting underway, and we're going to continue to crank them up and crank them out and give you some interesting stuff. What we did for this podcast was I'm joined by brothers McCaffrey, Patrick McCaffrey, and Conor McCaffrey. Conor McCaffrey just sounds like a great Irish name, of course, you know, his mom and dad, Irish, and that's because they're Fran McCaffrey's two of his boys. And what you don't know is their mom, Margaret, was, I believe, the all-time lead rebounder when she finished her career at Notre Dame in 92, and then she became an assistant coach, and of course, that's where they met. And they have this unbelievable family that's done great things at Greensboro, and then Siena, and now Iowa. But more than anything, I want to talk to like two college kids, college brothers. They're going to have their own podcast, but also we'll talk name, image, and likeness, stuff they like, stuff they don't like. We'll just have some fun with it. Okay, so pretty lighthearted way. We'll talk a little bit of basketball, and I think you'll enjoy it. By the way, the Doug Gottlieb Show is daily 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on your iHeartRadio app, foxsportsradio.com, or wherever you listen to Fox Sports Radio. You can also download that as a podcast. Let's get to it. Here's my catch up with Iowa basketball stars Conor McCaffrey and Patrick McCaffrey.
Okay, brothers McCaffrey, join me. There would be no you if not for me, just so you know. Your dad was pathetic in his pursuit of your mom, and I had to give him some tips and some pointers at Notre Dame. And thankfully, he listened to me, and obviously that became you guys. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Just finished up with a long day of practice. Patrick, you've still milking that ankle injury or what?
Yeah, we're getting there.
Okay, so what's it like to play baseball and basketball in college? That doesn't, Rusty LaRue's like the only guy I know. He did three sports, baseball and basketball. What's that like?
Yeah, so Pretty much like what I do is in the fall is like a huge baseball practice season. So we practice, you know, every day for a while, in the fall. And then as soon as that fall season ends for baseball, I jump right into basketball. And so then once I jump into basketball, I play that whole season out. And then as soon as basketball ends in March, April, wherever, then I jump next day right into baseball. And it works. Honestly, it probably works best because my dad is the coach and he's willing to work with me a little bit. So that's a perk. But, you know, I think that, I mean, I've had a great time with it. It's fun. You know, Coach Heller and my dad as well have both been really accommodating, and they've helped me out. And, you know, I've always loved both and really enjoyed playing both. So, you know, I've just been lucky to be able to keep doing it up to this point.
Pat, should he play both, or should he just focus on one?
No, man, if he wants to play both, let him play both. It doesn't bother me. If he wants to keep playing both, he can play both.
Now, do you get shots up on a daily basis? Like, you go in, you're like, I'm going to get on the machine and get 250 up, or like, how do you manage that?
So it depends on the day. Like, most of the time, like, I'll go to practice at, you know, 2 usually is what it is. And then I'll go in either that night, or like I go in before practice, like get treatment, you know, lift, whatever, do my workout over at Carver. And then that night I'll go and I'll shoot on the gun, whether I get, you know, 300, 400, 500 up, 600, whatever. And it'll like a couple of days, like say we have like a really hard day. We have this one day that's like always really hard in baseball. It's called Hawkeye BP. And it's like, it's the worst. And so on those days, I usually,
what could be hard about baseball BP?
It's like, oh, that's not okay. It's not BP. It's
that's what I'm saying.
Nonstop
baseball,
nonstop throwing and sprinting around. So imagine
why you don't need to, you're playing baseball.
I think it's the conditioning aspect. I don't know. We gotta get Coach Heller on to get that answer.
I always, my son hates baseball practice. He's like, yeah, it's so boring. And I was like, well, it's because of baseball. I mean, I love baseball too, but there's inherently boring parts about it, right? And just, I never found that like throwing would make you super tired. That's throwing a baseball. That's not a super tired thing. The running part, I get. All right, Pat, give me the what's the injury? What's the update?
I just rolled my ankle, so I was just kind of waiting. Wasn't taped. My dad wasn't very happy with me, but. Yeah, so just rolled it. I'm going to try to practice on Saturday.
So first, you guys have a tape rule or like a brace rule?
Yeah, yeah, during practice and stuff we do, but this was just open gym, so I didn't get it taped. And so
okay, now does he do, because when your dad was our assistant at Notre Dame, John McLeod actually would like go into dude's socks and feel if they were taped. How deep is his, does he check you on being taped?
He doesn't do that. He just asks if we're like, he won't say anything until something happens and be like, were you taped or are you taped? And if you're not, then he's upset. But if you are, then he's not very mad, but he's upset if you aren't taped.
Now, do you shave your ankles or shave your legs so that you don't have to have pre-wrap, or do you
do the pre-wrap? I just do use the pre-wrap.
How bad was the sprain?
Pretty definitely. I've sprained both ankles like probably 4 or 5 times each. And this is my left one. And it was probably the worst one I've ever sprained. It's still pretty swollen and kind of gross. It's been color's still there. It's been a couple of weeks, and it's just kind of like, took me a while to be able to like walk and do all that kind of stuff again. So I'm just kind of trying to get back into the groove and just kind of get more comfortable on it again.
What were you going to say, Connor?
I was going to say, it's been a while, Patrick. You've been kind of out.
Yeah. Still swollen.
It's still swollen. I'm looking right at it.
Do you have really ugly feet? I mean,
I do have very ugly feet.
Yeah, that's a job hazard. That's what it is. Hey, exactly. Is it can Luca shoot with his dad and his dad not film it? I didn't. Does it happen?
You gotta meet Frank. You gotta meet Frank.
I know Frank. I love Frank. I love him.
Oh yeah.
He finally took my advice. I was like, the whole year I was texting him, like, please make Luca wear white shoes. Like, he's already slow. It makes him look like the slowest human being on earth with his black shoes. He's like, why would you say that? I was like, just watch the tape. Watch somebody with white shoes. Watch somebody. It's a visual thing. Anyway. So I do. I live. Okay. What was that, Connor? What was that like? what was that like to have this dude who's just a, I mean, he's a machine, but he's at, and he catches and finishes like everything. But what was that experience for you like?
I mean, you just said it, you know, he catches and finishes everything. So I think like, I feel like we almost were so spoiled with having somebody like him because, you know, if it's me, like I can throw it anywhere and I know he's going to catch it and he's probably going to score. And so, you know, playing with him, coming in with him, we have a whole story between us. You know, I knew Luca, we played against each other when we were 15. And from there, my dad was at that game. And that's when he first.
Where was it? Where was the game?
It was at a Nike event down in Houston, I believe. It was either Houston or Atlanta, one and two. And so then he saw Luca then. Luca was like 290 pounds. Like he was massive. He had just hurt himself. And so like from there, Luca and I became friends because we went to a camp together. And then we came in together, lived together for the past 3 years. So that's like, that's my guy. But then also on top of everything else, having him be the player that he was, it just made everything easier on me and it made everything easier on my dad, easier on the rest of the team. You know, it's kind of like you can pencil in 30 and 15 every night and it's kind of just ridiculous.
All right. So Pat, let me ask you. Okay. So you're in high school and Luca's there. Okay. So I'll just tell you my experience. Like, I think it was his freshman or sophomore year at the Garden. He had a really good game. You guys lose in the Big Ten tournament. So I grabbed your dad afterwards talking about your team. I was like, tell me about, what do you think about Garza? He's like, oh, like his dad thinks to lead the country in scoring. He's like, you know what? He might be right. I was like, what? No way. He's like, I'm telling you, the kid can just score. So you see him, you're in high school. Your brother's all in, like they're like roommates, right? What'd you think? Did you think he had in him what he ended up having in him?
To be honest, no, not until I got to school. Like when I got to school, so my freshman year was the year where he really came onto the scene, like my redshirt year.
Yeah.
So what that summer, like once I got in that summer and played with him that whole summer, I was no longer surprised of what he was going to accomplish. Like, I swear to God, he didn't miss a shot. Like, it was ridiculous. So like up until then, I knew he was a really good player, but I didn't know that. But then once I was around him every day and played with him every day that summer, I was like, yeah, like his success just didn't surprise me at all.
I mean, it's amazing to watch just like his, like again, how you guys passed him, how he catches with angles. Like the whole thing was, it was almost a work of art that you had to really pay attention to. But then, you know, everybody wants to point out kind of like defensively, he's not the only one who had defensive issues on the team. Pat, if you could go back and change one thing about last year, what would it be?
Oof, that's a hard question. I would say probably just like, I mean, obviously it always comes back to our defense. I feel like our offense was the best, like we probably had the best offensive in the country, us and Gonzaga. So I say everything always comes back to our defense. There was games where we played better defense than others. Like the Oregon game, I think probably sticks out. That was a tough matchup for us just because they played five guards and they're all long, really athletic, really
skilled. And then they hit everything they threw.
They made everything. So it was just kind of like, that was a hard matchup for us. So, I mean, that's hard, but it's like, I mean, it's the cards we were dealt. But I would say, I think everything always comes back to our defense. I think maybe, I don't know, just kind of putting more pressure on the ball handler and all that kind of stuff, I think would help just kind of like really. And I think that's what Joe Toussaint's going to do a good job of this year at the point of attack, just really put pressure on the ball to kind of force those guys into making tougher decisions. I feel like at times, and this includes me 100%, we let our opponent just be too comfortable, kind of throw the ball wherever they want, didn't really put any pressure on them sometimes. So I think this year, I think that's going to be a point of emphasis to kind of put more pressure on them and try to make them make it a harder pass, be able to switch up, steal it, all that kind of stuff.
Toussaint making you guys look bad with taking off his shirt on that photo, by the way. I mean, like, he looks like he's got the Batman suit on. Like, damn, dude, like, I know the ladies like it, but you're making everybody else look bad.
His ego doesn't need that. Don't say that too loud.
All he does is eat McDonald's too. That's all he does is McDonald's and like barbecue sauce on everything.
That sucks. I mean, like, look, I was pretty ripped up in college too. And I ate a lot of Sonic this big Sonic guy.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work, done and done. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. Shop now at the Home Depot or homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
We'll get to name, image, and likeness. We got to get you guys some sponsorship deals in a second. What about Joe? Like, I freaking love Joe. Like, he's, and I was devastated when he sprained his ankle. Was that Wisconsin? That last game in the regular season, Wisconsin, we rolled, cause he was humming too. He had it going in that game before he rolled his ankle. Connor, would you, you've known Joe how long?
I've known Wizzy since we moved here in like sixth grade.
He was, so you guys moved there, right? Fresh out of Siena, upstate New York, you guys, you know, open up the U-Haul or whatever. What's it like to be the son of the new coach in a college town?
I would say that it didn't really set in until I was like junior high, like sixth grade. You know, you're still kind of, I was just kind of out, you know, playing outside. Like, you know, I was hooping and everybody like knew who I was, you know, kind of right away, cause my dad was there. But like, once I was like just in Iowa City, like I was just with my friends, you know, in school, I walked to school, you know, we lived, but it was really cool getting to go to Carver every day. You know, that's something that most kids aren't able to do. But then, you know, growing up in Iowa City, in the state, I mean, everybody kind of does, you know who you are when you go to AAU tournaments, when you're playing in high school, you know, coming up in eighth grade when I was deciding where I was going to go to high school, that was a big thing. And I just think that, you know, just him being, you know, who he is in the state, you know, that kind of puts that, I don't want to say target, but you know, it, it, it,
target.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows.
It's a target.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of as a target. And everybody, everybody wants to have an opinion about everything. You already know that. So, you got to keep your guard up. You got to always be on your best behavior. It's a different life.
Patrick, did anybody take it easy on you? The cancer thing, let's stay away from it. Like, was it a different life for you than Connor because of what you went through?
Nah, I got it pretty bad too. I don't know. I guess I don't know the extent of how bad Connor got it, but mine was pretty bad. Like, every time we'd lose, like, if I didn't play well, it'd be comments on my Instagram, like all that kind of stuff. Like, people in my DMs telling me I suck, telling me I'm skinny, all that kind of stuff. Like, just kind of really like, nah.
Well, you are skinny. I'm not really sure that's talking shit. Like,
yeah, right. You said like fat. Most of them were fat. So I don't
But if it's like, and like, then it's like, I'm skinny is talking shit. Like, I'm not really understanding. Like, yeah, I lift, I eat. That one's not really something you can control.
Yeah, I don't know. But so I got it pretty bad. So, yeah, no, the cancer thing didn't give me much sympathy there.
Man, yeah, I had cancer. Leave me alone. That'd be the card play. All right, what about Jack? Well, how does he get it?
He's probably going to get it the worst, I would think. But Connor, you answer that one.
I feel like the social media era is just growing. Yeah. Like, I remember Instagram, Twitter, everything. It's just growing. Like, his Snapchat, like, it's unbelievable. The amount of people he knows and talks to just purely on his phone. So I feel like, him coming up, like, I feel like it could be worse for him. But he's also pretty, I don't know. He's kind of like a go with the flow, kind of a loose boy. Like, I feel like he doesn't really get worked up too much. Unless you really,
probably because he's grown up in it too. It's honestly like, you have to have the thickest of skin, right? And it sucks because it should be a device used for stuff like this, where we can talk to anybody anywhere in the world. You can make friends with people. You guys should be able to benefit from it. In terms of NIL deals, whatever, or just giving us a glimpse of what your life is like. What you want, what you don't want, but just people ruin it. They just suck so bad. Like, the things they say are just awful. I can't imagine being you guys, son of a coach in a college town, big time environment. Like, you have a shitty, like, you have a shitty game. Everybody is mad at you because they have a shitty game. I don't want to turn my phone and then everybody tell me I had a shitty game. Like, I'm pretty well aware of exactly what, right? It's just, I do have some sympathy for you. Now, is he going to be the best of you guys? Like, where is he? Because if I was going to give the breakdown, right? Like Connor's like the coach on the floor. Like, everything is perfect. Whereas Patrick, you're the athlete, you're the long angular kid. You got all this kind of like, potential and stuff. And so you're very, very different as players. Where is Jack in that mix?
Jack's very, very skilled. He's 6'8" now. And he's a freshman. Yeah, he's grown. So he's a 6'8" and he's a freshman. And, if he can get to, I think he could be like really, really good if he gets to like 6'11" as a big man, 6'10" even as like a stretch five, stretch four. Thinks he's Jokic. Like, that's who he tries to play like. But he's a really good shooter. He's a good ball handler. He's just not very quick or explosive yet. He's kind of still growing into his body. I think if he stays at 6'8", he can still be a really good player. It's just going to be a different kind of game for him. He's just going to.
He can't be like a Luka type?
I feel like, he could. Like, Luka's got really long arms. Like, Luka's bigger. I mean, Luka's like, 6.
Luka's thick.
Yeah, and Luka's like 6'11", too. So, like, if Jack gets up there, like, I also think Jack will grow into his body and he's already really good. But once he grows into his body, I'm interested to see like how he moves, his athleticism, what kind of takes over. He's playing over at West for our high school coach Berge, and he's going to get on him and he's going to defend and rebound and do whatever Berge yells at him to do.
Patrick, are you nice to him or do you kick his ass all the time?
I'm nice to him, but I also kick his ass all the time. Like, I don't take it easy on him when we play, but I'm always – I don't really, like, yell at him like that. I'll yell at him sometimes. I went to their open gym the other day. I just watched him. I yelled at him a little bit there, but I'm not too hard on him.
So what do you yell at him about? What do you have to get on him about?
He sometimes doesn't play hard. So I pointed out that he was acting tired, and I said, you don't play hard enough to be tired. I was like, stand up straight and keep playing. And he stood up straight and he ran back on defense and did all that kind of stuff.
We used to have a, you can be tired, but you can't play tired. Right. Mm-hmm. But it is interesting on how even you guys who you're around it your whole life, right? Like you think you're playing really hard. Like, man, that was up hard. And then you get into college, like, holy shit, these dudes play so much harder. It's crazy.
It's a different game speed. It's completely different. Like
different bodies, different game speed, but different bodies too. Like they hit you. And especially in your last league, like you got grown men in your league. I mean, the guys from Wisconsin, I mean, their kid section is impressive, right? They're all like 25, 26 years old. Speaking of which, Patrick, what year are you now? I feel like you've already been there a decade and you're like a sophomore, a freshman.
I'm a red shirt sophomore, but like last year, 4 years of eligibility.
Right. Cause last year didn't count. Right.
Yeah, exactly. And I sat my first year, so I still have 4 years of eligibility. So, but it's my third year in school.
Okay. I don't know if this is, if we're allowed to talk about this or not. Can you guys tell what happened to J-Bo? He got jumped outside of a bar. No, I'm serious. Like we just, again, national people, we just read it in the paper. Like, wait, what? Like Jordan Bohannon? What happened?
I don't think we can talk about that in public yet.
Okay. It's fair enough. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's good. J-Bo's good. He's good. Okay. He practiced yesterday. J-Bo's good. He's all good.
Okay. Now he wasn't coming back unless the name, image, likeness stuff goes through.
Yeah.
He had that first deal, right? Where was he like a DJ? I don't know what he had. He had like some, I'm going to come autograph sign. Has he had any other name, image, and likeness deals?
A lot. He did some rolling in it? He did a couple commercials. He just did, he was posting something. I don't even know what it was. Some company, he posted something about it. So yeah, he's doing a bunch of different stuff.
Connor, have you guys had one yet? I mean, you guys are like brothers. There's so many different, you guys should do like, you know, the Manning cast, you guys should do the McCaffrey cast for like a football game or something like that, you know, and then invite on your friends and then charge people or have like whatever hat you wear of a bar or restaurant or something like that. I'm just throwing out ideas here, Connor.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had a couple of things. Patrick's had more than me. You did a commercial yesterday, Patrick. I've had like, we did a camp together. So that was good. You know, we had some kids come out and we ran that and made some money off that. Had a couple
camp legs. Camp legs are the worst though. God, you feel so bad after a day of camp. You can't move. You didn't try and play basketball that night, did you? That's the worst.
No. We, especially during when we have our little kid camp for Iowa, we have camp from 9 to 4 and then we practice at 5. So that day, those days suck. Yeah. Those are tough. Yeah.
Just the worst, right? The kids are, there's usually a kid who's an asshole. You're like, oh God. Right. And there's usually some kids that are super cute. Like I want to take this one home. And then you walk away and you're like, I'm so tired. I'm way more tired. And I didn't even do that much.
These two had to beat the shit out of each other. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. They're like 7 years old. They got in an all out like fist fight brawl in the middle of camp.
Patrick, who was this? Who got in the fist fight?
It's two little kids at the smallest division at camp. And this was at Iowa camp, but the smallest division at camp. These two kids just started swinging on each other. I had just walked in the gym and I kind of seen it developing. And then all of a sudden, like the one little kid swung and then the other kid grabbed. It was nuts. We had to run over there, break it up.
I would have thought with Iowa, they would have gotten into wrestling moves, right? Like all of a sudden somebody would have gotten one in a hold and you're like, tap out, dude.
That would have been that's what you would think, right? But no, they were throwing haymakers.
Man, they were throwing hands at the Iowa basketball camp. No, I'm not. Maybe your dad's a bad influence. Maybe that's the issue. Were they going? Anybody going after the referees?
Oh, yes, But the one who went after the referees the worst was one of the coaches, Tony Perkins, was all over the refs, especially one of our managers named Ben. Tony hated Ben. And it was kind of weird because Ben was the best ref. Tony Perkins was on the refs more than anybody else at camp.
Right. But he carried probably the baggage and bias of the team and being a manager and that stuff. Right. So maybe that's it. Maybe they had issues beforehand and it just overwhelmed them.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. So you did a commercial. Who'd you do the commercial for yesterday?
Falbo's Pizza.
What'd you say? Pablo's?
Falbo's Pizza.
Falbo's Pizza.
Yep.
Did you do it on your phone or did you actually have to go do a commercial shoot?
No, I went and like did it. I like had to film some stuff in a warehouse and then we took some pictures and all that kind of stuff. Took about like 3 hours.
Okay. So how does it work? How does a name, image, and likeness deal work for you? They go directly to you on your phone. They go through the school, through the basketball program, the athletic department. How does it actually work?
So for this one, I was able to get in contact. It was like my dad was like around this guy, like right before name, image, and likeness like became a thing. And the guy was like, oh, like, well, I'd want Patrick for a commercial. And so my dad set that up. But for a couple of my other ones, I have like my best friend is working as like my agent, kind of like one of my roommates. And he like made me like a Google business account, like with an email. And so he'll like email companies and like see what they have to say and all that kind of stuff and get in contact with different people. So I've gotten most of my stuff.
What's his name? Like, look, we're going to get that out there. What's his name?
Zach Albright.
Okay. Zach Albright. Is he with the program at all or just a regular student?
Nope. He's just a student. He's been my best friend since we were probably like seventh grade. And he's just a business student here. And I asked him, I was like, would you want to like do this? Cause he's always had interest in business and money and whatever. And he was like, yeah, I'd want to do it. And so then he's been helping me with that.
All right. What do you give him? What's the percentage you give him?
15%. Bro. Is that too much?
Yeah. I don't know how much work he's doing now. So the way it works in like our industry is it's negotiable, but it's 10. And then for endorsements, it's 20. Okay. But like, is he bringing the endorsements to you? Right. Is he handling everything? I mean, like you can negotiate whatever, you know? I mean, you could probably easily get away with 10. It's just found money to him. But if everything's buttoned up and he's handling everything, that's something else. You know, it's all out of your thought. Okay. So does he like yesterday for the Faldo's Pizza deal? Right. So was that based upon his email? He reached out or they reached out?
They reached out to me. So he didn't get as big of a cut. He didn't really get much of a cut on that one because they found me. Okay. But like the other ones where he like reached out to different people, then he'll get a bigger cut on those.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Are there any brands you will not like? Do you actually like all the things that you've promoted? You don't have to tell me what you don't like, but do you actually like all the ones you've promoted?
Yeah. So far, yeah. Yeah. If there's ones I don't like, I probably just won't do it. Like, I'll probably just, like, tell a certain brand no if I don't want to do it.
Connor, what have you had so far?
So, I've been doing less than Patrick. He's definitely made more money. But I don't have an agent working around the clock for me, like ZA.
If you want to call Zach an agent, you can. But he's
an agent. If he's collecting a percentage of these arranging business deals, he is, by definition, an agent. By the way, I just want you to know, like, not only you got to pay taxes on this, but so does he. Now, do you have a corp?
No, but Jabo told me to get one, like an LLC.
You should get like an S corp or C corp. Talk to your dad's accountant, whatever, because then what you can do is anything you spend, you can write off as an expense.
Yeah,
all right, I'm gonna do that.
I mean, these are all legal things. There's nothing illegal that I'm telling you. Okay, so Connor, what have you had so far?
Yeah, so I've worked. Like I said, we had the camp. I just got some products from a lotion face mask company, you know, like skincare. I do this local Mexican restaurant called Estella's. I had this other thing that I'm going to post for in a couple weeks. I just accepted another deal from this other company. I had Vital Proteins send me some stuff of, like, you know, they, most of the people just DM me and then I just kind of pick out the ones that I want to do. But I haven't been like really proactive with it at all. I probably should be more into it, honestly, than I have been, but it's still gone pretty well.
I mean, you're playing on two varsity teams at the University of Iowa, right? You have a personal life and a social life, and I mean, you got some stuff going on there, dude. So it's kind of reasonable. Now, again, you can disclose if you don't want, like, do you guys go back and forth when they offer you money? Do you set a price? This is what's going to cost for a tweet or a commercial or whatever. Or do you just take whatever they offer you? Like, hey man, I wasn't making any money and now I'm making money. Fuck it. Let's roll.
So I do, like, it depends if you want me to tweet, post an actual post on Instagram or post a story. Like, then I'll like change for all three of those just based on like my followers and engagements on Twitter and stuff like that. But other than that, like, Patrick and I we're starting our own podcast too, like, because we got approached, by this guy we know, a reporter in town, and he wants us to do a podcast. And so, like, he said, like, what's a price that you guys would want? And so we kind of talked about it and came back with him and we're going to do that. And he agreed and they were just like, okay, you know, sounds good. Like, let's do it. No negotiation, but
right. Okay, so a couple of things in the podcast I can give you, since this is a pod, I'll give you some podcast advice. First and most important thing is you have to own the IP. The IP is the intellectual property of the podcast. Okay, that means you can't do anything without your guy's signature. And if you don't like the deal, you can take the podcast and move it around. If they have the IP, you don't own anything. And if you start over, you got to start over a whole new feed. And so, like, say you have 5,000 people downloading your podcast, which is a good number for two basketball players in college. You know, you don't want to have to start over and build that thing up in a year when you finally kind of get it rolling. So you got to have the IP. So make sure you ask, do I have my IP? Have it in writing that you have the IP. The second part to it is, are you doing salary or are you doing a rev share? Do you know, is he just paying you per podcast?
We're doing salary. So we're doing per month. We're doing two episodes per month, which is not a lot, but it's going to be like start during the season. So we weren't sure like how much time we're going to have. So we're doing two episodes per month starting in November. And then we're just getting per every month, you know, that a salary that they, you know, decided on, whatever.
Okay. I would, if I were you, and we could talk about this off air, whatever, I would put something in there about a rev share from this standpoint, right? Anything you mention, any local place to eat, whatever, you know, you can get paid for that, obviously. And if you can bring a sponsor to the table, you should have a pre-existing contract where, hey, you know, you guys can keep the sponsors you bring, but if I bring one, we get all of it, half of it, three quarters, whatever you want to negotiate. But yeah. I would, not knowing what your guys are making on it, I would encourage you to, hey, what's the revenue you expect to make? And we either do a rev share on that or a rev share on, if we go over that mark, we get another, like it's like getting a bonus, right? And then, yeah, I actually think it'll be very easy. I don't think it'll be terribly time consuming because if you do it right, you guys can sit down and, you know, bang one out. Like you do a road game, like you get done eating, like, hey, let's go do a 20, 30 minute podcast. And you can do it about whatever you want.
Yeah.
But I don't think it'll be because as you guys know, there's a lot more downtime than people lead you to believe. Like the outside world be like, well, they're in the gym and then they're studying and then they're in class and then they're in the weight room. And like, yeah, did we play a lot of video games? We hang out a lot and we're talking a lot of shit. There's plenty of time to record it. Okay. So got to have the IP. Think about a rev share. And then you guys have a name for the podcast.
No, we don't. It's been a hot topic throughout our house the past few days.
Okay. I'm listening. I'll just tell me I'm listening. What do you got?
We literally have nothing. Like I swear to God, we have nothing. We've been trying to figure this out at least. So if you have any ideas, throw them our way. Because we've been trying to get a good one.
It's got to be something to play on the brothers. Irish and McCaffrey. And I don't know.
Zach suggested my agent, the Broadcast Brothers, and that was just awful. I hated that.
That's terrible.
It's so bad.
Like one of the worst things I've ever heard.
That's really not good. Yeah, that's good.
I agree.
Brother Ball, maybe. I don't know.
Brother Ball's not awful.
Well, we used to, Coach Sutton used to call when guys were letting each other score against each other, like you have 20 and the dude your guards have 20, like you're playing brother-in-law ball. Right. The idea was he's your brother-in-law, you're letting him score. I mean, obviously, I already know, like, the you guys should do like the stepbrothers Photoshop, right? For the cover. That's a layup. That's too easy.
That's a given.
Something stepbrothers for the name. Like, I was trying to think of some reference from the movie or like some
Step Back Brothers. Oh, Step Back with Step Back's a move.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
The best idea we've got so far.
I mean,
that does not speak well for your brainstorming. But but I'm honored. And now this is basically what I'm going to sit around and think about all evening is like, name for a pod that I don't make any money off of. Let me figure that shit out. So you got to do that. And then what you guys got to do, like, this is genius. You guys can do live pods. You can double up your money, right? Where, say, Faldo's Pizza, for example. Is that actually a real pizza place, or do they just do deliver?
No, it's a real pizza place.
And is it a good hangout place?
It's kind of small.
Okay. What about, what's that? I got this stuff from the brewery there.
Big Grove.
Yes. See, so if you think about it, you guys can do a podcast in Big Grove football season or whatever to announce your pod. You charge Big Grove for the sponsorship of the pod. And then you get an appearance fee as well. See, I'm making you guys money. You don't need Zach, the Lego maniac, to be your agent. This is easy.
That's true. I'll fire Zach.
You just show up and then you pick a couple of topics. And one of you guys set up the topic and you go. And it doesn't, you know, obviously, but like even talking about the team is, talk about other shit. It's like you guys are super interesting. You know, two parents who coached the basketball season, new players. What life is like, a two sport player, having a little brother, being from Iowa. Now you're like, do you guys consider yourself from Iowa City? I mean, I guess you both went to elementary school in Iowa City. So somebody said, like, hey man, where are you from? Would you say Iowa City?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else, Connor?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I pretty much do. Like, it depends, honestly. I mean, cause I spent like a lot of time in New York and Greensboro both, and then moved, but like, I've been here the longest now. You know, for a while, it was kind of all even. But now that I've been here, I feel like I do. I mean, like, when they announce my name, like, from, you know, this Connor McCaffrey from Iowa City. So I feel like I'll go with that.
Brad Davison's coming back for another year.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, Connor?
We got to talk about him?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You can say nothing. You can say whatever you want. I just said Brad Davison's coming back, and I just stopped. You don't want to talk about him?
Yeah, Connor, you can handle that. I don't got nothing to say about him. You can handle that, Connor.
I mean, I'll wear a cup when we play him.
Okay, if we take him, who else are the guys who you guys don't like? I can't even talk about it. Who else are the guys in the league? Because you guys have been in the league for a long time. Been around for a long time, especially you, Connor.
Yeah. honestly, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like for the most part, like, you have your rivalries, right? Like, there was, like, when we played Iowa State, like, there was, I got into it in a game with them, with this dude, Michael Jacobson, who just, you know, didn't like he's won. Like, when we play Illinois, like, you know, I feel like they wanted to make it some big rivalry before we did. But now that it's this so-called big rivalry, you know, I feel like I got to pick somebody from their team too. You know, me and DeMonte Williams have that picture of, you know, we're forehead to forehead, and, you know, Illinois and Iowa fans love that, you know, so that's, you know, another one. But I mean, for the most part, like, you know, Davison, but I mean, I feel like I don't really have any issues with too many people in the league. You know,
it's is because, like, look, you guys play Iowa State and it's a big game. It's not really, I don't know, because they're not in the same league, it's different. Like, who is your biggest rival?
It's Iowa State.
The team I hate the most is Iowa State.
That's Iowa State.
Why?
Their fans, their player. Like, I hate Ames. Like, Ames is the worst. Like, I don't like. I hate, like, their security people were me or assholes to us. Like, or when we beat them there 2 years ago. Like just everything about Ames and Iowa State, I just can't stand.
Like, their fans are so ignorant and, like, they don't understand that. Like, I mean, obviously there's exceptions and there's probably nice Iowa State fans as well. But, like, there's so many, like, the people that, like, sit courtside at their games, like, literally would just tell you, like, can we swear on the podcast?
Swear, you can say what you want.
Like, fuck you. Like, you're a piece of shit. Like, you know, I'm going to fucking.
Not even good trash talk.
I'm going to fucking surf you, like, the next time you run down the court. Like, they like, are, like, dirty, like, dickheads.
So my Iowa State experience, it was before the first time we played up there, Tim Floyd was there, and they weren't very good, and they were playing, like, they used to play, like, triangle and two all the time, and we kicked the shit out of them. And then my senior year, because he played, it was like you guys, if only they were in our league, where he played them switched every year, you know, home or away, because they were in the north. So my senior year, we played up there and they had Pfizer and Tinsley and they kicked our ass. We didn't get any calls and we played shitty and they kicked our ass. But yeah, there was a certain level of I don't know, nastiness or just like, we're just like, but they do. And their whole thing is like, they get it. They just yell the whole game. They just yell.
I respect their players. Like, they have really good players, like Halliburton, Horton Tucker. Like, I've played against some really, really good players there, and I respect
dudes.
Play and everything. It's literally only the fans. It has nothing to do with the team or the player. Like, you know, Coach Prohm, like, you know, was always a nice guy to me. You know, I have no issue. Like, I haven't played, obviously, Coach TJ yet, but, you know, it has nothing to do with the team or, like, the players that they – like the good players they've had. It's literally just the fans.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah. It is interesting though. It's like when you guys get done playing, I remember when I played at Oklahoma State, there was a point guard, Michael Johnson, who played at Oklahoma and Corey Brewer, another guy who was second round pick in the draft. And I played against them professionally. And like, I went up, you know, like before the game, like it's like college is done. Like you go up to like dab up, like, hey man, what's up? And they were like, fuck you. You're like, huh? Like, what? Like, I don't play at Oklahoma State anymore. Like, this is like, what? But it was it's a weird thing. Some guys take that rivalry thing and they can't ever let it go. Some guys are like, this college is done. It's done. Like, we kind of grow up and we mature. But the fans, they will always hate you. They don't ever forget. They always hate you.
At the, like you said, when we played Illinois, Al DeSumo wouldn't say what's up to us at the, you know, the captain's meeting center circle. Like everyone in the league is like, oh, like, you know, good luck, whatever, dap up. Al just like was like, just like, little head nod, wouldn't do anything, wouldn't say what's up, like nothing. It was like me and Luca, and I forget who else was there, but he wouldn't acknowledge us.
What, Patrick, what's the craziest thing anybody's ever yelled at you or said to you?
Oof. Oh, I remember this one always sticks out. Are you talking about in college or high school? You're either.
I don't give a shit. It doesn't matter. It's a good story.
In high school, I'm running out. It's my junior year. So my junior year of high school, Connor's freshman year of college, we were awful. It was the year that Iowa was 14-19. Like they were terrible.
Yeah.
And so like that year was hard because like Iowa sucks. So then I obviously get lumped into that just being like my dad's son, whatever. I'm committed there at this point. So I run out in the state semifinal, ready to play. Wells Fargo Arena.
Okay.
In Des Moines. Yep. So I run out and the way it works is you warm up in front of like the opposing team student section.
Right.
So I like ran out in front of them and like as soon, and I'm the last one to come out. And as soon as I run out, there's like a group of like seven or eight of them that all stand up and like start screaming like, fuck you, Patrick. Like, fuck your dad. I hope he should be fired. Your brother sucks. Like just laying into me. And I'm like, dude, like the game hasn't even started yet. There's still 25 minutes like on the warm-up clock and these people are already on my ass. I'm just like, but like they're screaming at me. Like just, and it didn't stop like the whole time. They just continued to keep yelling and yelling like throughout warm-ups. And then we won. So then I said, I was just like,
the worst in the Big 12 used to always be Texas Tech. They were just ridiculous.
Their place seems insane.
So that place opened up my senior year and it's a really cool spot because, instead of it first, there's not a bad seat in the place. And, it's some of these arenas, you guys have seen this where the court, you know, like where the lane line meets the sideline. I mean, where the end line meets the sideline. You know, usually like old Texas arenas, it's like a roundhouse. Those are terrible. That's like their old place. But their place, instead of it being cornered off, it's like, what's the sixth one? Octagon is eight. What's the sixth?
Heptagon? No.
Hexagon?
Hexagon.
Hexagon seven? Hexagon seven? I don't know. Anyway, so it's like at an angle there. So that corner spot, like there's people like right off the corner thing. So I never forget. Do you guys remember how instead of playing D2s and D3s in exhibition games, you used to play like a tour team of like former players?
Yeah.
Right? So I played on a couple of those and I played for a group of athletes first. And it was like a Christian-based group, whatever. And we played like the night before, two nights before we played like Sam Houston State. I don't remember. We're driving all over the state of Texas. We roll in and we play Texas Tech. We ended up beating them. They were shitty that year. I think it was the year before Bob Knight took over. Anyway, they're yelling like, fuck you, Gottlieb, every time I get the ball. Like, fuck you, Gottlieb. Fuck you, Gottlieb. And I'm just sitting there going like, really? Like, I mean, it's catchy, but like it's an exhibition game. So I was periodically giving them the finger, like, you know, I was doing one of these, itching my face. We'd be at the free throw line and I would pretend like I broke it out of my pocket. You know, I was doing that. So man, a couple people saw, but nobody on our bench saw whatever, cause I was just doing it on the sly. So, you know, I couldn't, I mean, if you think Connor doesn't shoot, I shot way less than Connor, way worse than Connor. Right. So I get the ball in the wing. They're like, shoot it, fucking shoot it. So I shoot it and I make a three and I turn to him and like the bench is to my right. So I hold up my right hand and with my left hand, I go, fuck you. And I was like, I'm done. So the coach was like the super nice Christian dude. And he takes me out of the game. He's like, Doug, if you do it again, I can't pay you for tonight. We're a Christian based group. And I was like, I'm sorry. I just lost my shit for a second, but it felt so good. It felt so good. It was amazing.
Should have kept doing it.
Huh?
Should have kept doing it.
I know. But I'm a sellout. That's the, I think the big thing is, it's like, how do you maintain your edge and not have it so much that like everybody else kind of freaks out around you or you wear yourself out? I think like, if I look back, like I was a super passionate dude, but there were times in which I'd lose my edge because I was trying to mellow out a little bit and it would screw me up. Like I tried everything to fix the shooting and I was like, maybe I'm just too crazy, too hyped, whatever. So I'd crack jokes and I'd smile, but I was like, that's not me. Like I'm a shit talker. That's who I am. It's a hard one.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work, done and done. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. Shop now at the Home Depot or homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
All right, Connor, let's talk about you and your game. Okay. So now all of a sudden, I mean, obviously Patrick and the young guys, you know, Keegan, you got some dudes that can score, but you got to kind of explore and expand your game. How's that going?
It's been going well. I mean, I've been trying to get back from this injury. I got surgery on my hips. So I've been kind of dealing with that, but I practiced the other day. I think it's just about being more aggressive as a whole, you know, there were times when like I probably could have shot last year, but I was just always like, I was just always looking to pass regardless if I was open or not. You know, it wasn't like I was like thinking to myself like, oh, like I'm a bad shooter, I shouldn't shoot this. You know, it's kind of like I watched The Shop with Draymond. And Draymond's like, I have Steph on my right and Clay on my left. If I can get a shot, that's fine. But why the fuck would I not get them a better shot?
Like he was. Yeah, like, but here's the thing with it though. Okay, so again, I've lived this experience, and Patrick, you can hop in too. Okay, like that sound. He's right and he's wrong. Like they're going to get better shots if you have to be a threat, right? You got to be a threat when you drive. You got to be a threat in the mid range. You got to be a threat from three. If you're just a threat, that's what like. So when I played, Tinsley was at Iowa State. He couldn't fucking shoot at all, but they would run some stuff for him at the start of the game. So he'd catch and make like a little mid range pull up. So dudes would have to guard him. And if you have to guard him, like he's 6'3", 6'4", like he can make every pass. You know, the problem is when as much as you have great size and vision, it gets taken away when people play off you. And now you're so open. You're like, oh, fuck, if I don't shoot it, I look like an idiot. But if I do shoot it, I look selfish. It's a hard thing. So yeah. I heard what he said as well. But my counter to that would be like, and Patrick, you've lived this, right? Wouldn't you get better shots if he was a little bit more of a threat? So his man couldn't help as much. His man wasn't in the lane as much.
Yeah, I feel like that probably helps. And I think like, just kind of the way our offense goes, just the rhythm and the flow of it all. I think if you're open, you just shoot it. And like, I feel like last year though, he didn't pass up like two, like there wasn't a lot of times where like he was like naked and would like pass it up. Like most of the time, like it was like a decent look. Like, you could shoot it, you might not shoot, but it's like, so, but he would just elect not to shoot it. Like, typically if he was like if they would just like not guard him, he would always shoot it.
Yeah.
Or he'd find some other creative way to try to get Luka the ball. But right. Yeah, I feel like if like somebody's that open, then like you've got, first and foremost, I think you have to become a screener and just kind of like screen for everybody. Cause like, if your guy's not like looking, then it's a naked screen, however you want to set it. And so then like, also, I just think it helps with the rhythm and the flow of everything if he just lets it fly. Plus, who cares?
I think also, you know, you're big enough and a good enough finisher, you can be a great cutter and finisher as well when they're not guarding you, and that occupies your guy. And then what I told your dad was, dude, I'd use you in the post some, or catching the post in the short corner. And if you can get to where you use some of your size and your game, because I've seen you score down there, like, that's a great passing position because it just flattens out the defense and you can just carve them up. Yeah. Right? I mean, talk about the Warriors. Look at how they play out of the post. They don't score out of the post. They split out of the post and they run all kinds of cuts, and that's how they get all their shots. Like, I think, but I agree with you that I used to think the same way. Like, I got dude, like, what am I doing shooting? But they would always like, dude, you need to score. So you get your guys at least occupied a little bit. That way we have more room in the lane.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. What about you, Pat? What do you got to do? Like, my outsider observation is, you just got to clean shit up, right? You got to become where you're already a great athlete. You're long. You make plays that you don't even know you can make because you just have great feel and athleticism. But I feel like obviously there's a strength addition, which I know you've been working on. It's hard when you get hurt. And then just shooting, you got to be able to, if you can make shots from deep, now all of a sudden all the drives and cuts are open. How do you view your game right now, where it's growing and where it needs to continue to go?
I feel like I'm just somebody who can score the ball in a lot of different ways. I feel like this spring and summer, I've really honed in on like my ball handling and my shooting kind of as a whole, like what you said, kind of cleaning shit up. So I think like just kind of like being able to get to different spots with the ball in my hands and being able to like, cause I'm pretty, like I'm taller than most of the people in my position. So I feel like as long as I can get to a specific spot, I can get that shot relatively uncontested because I might not be able to see the guy just because I'm taller, my release is higher, all that kind of stuff. But then also I think my shooting, like I've always been a pretty good shooter. I'm a good practice shooter. I think it'll kind of start to show a little bit more in games this year with
volume,
volume and more consistency. I feel like the longer I was in a game this year, typically the more warm I get, the more loose I am, the more shots I'll make. So I think this year when I'm going to be on the floor a lot, people will be able to see that just when I'm more comfortable out on the floor, I'll be able to make more shots. So I think like you'll see that more of that in my game this year. And I think really what it comes down to is I'm just really comfortable with the ball in my hands right now, just as a ball handler, just a scorer in general. And then also the strength thing's important. I put a lot of weight on last offseason, and for the majority of last season, I really wasn't comfortable with it. I was getting tired because I've always been a skinny guy. I used to be able to run around all the time and didn't really matter. And I'm still pretty skinny, but like I was tired and I wasn't really comfortable in my frame.
So how much did you put on before last year?
When I got to school, I was about 176 and now I'm about 203.
Jesus, dude. But, well, okay. 176 is crazy. Like, okay. So what are you now?
203.
Okay. So now you're comfortable with it?
Yeah. I'm much more comfortable in my frame and just kind of like, I was able to figure out like I need, cause I never had to get in shape before. Cause like I was just skinny. I could run around all day, but like then I got heavier. And so now I'd get tired and winded. So now it's kind of like, I've kind of put myself in a position this off season, just with my cardio and all that kind of stuff, to where I'm more comfortable in my frame and how to use it. And then also like being able to handle like the extra weight and all that kind of stuff.
Where'd you guys watch the Iowa with the Cy-Hawk football game?
I watched it in my living room with a couple of my teammates.
Where'd you watch it, Connor?
I was in Chicago at an Iowa bar. They have like the Iowa Club. I don't know who does it, but they like this big fan base, a collection of people, and they'll like set up places around the city where you can just go watch. And so I walk in this bar to meet a couple of, you know, buddies. I was with my girlfriend. We walk in and it's like literally packed, standing room only, all Iowa fans, like waiters, waitresses, bar owner, everyone in Iowa gear, flags and stuff. It was cool. It was fun.
What was that like to watch them? They just kick their ass.
Yeah. I mean, it was a blast. You know, anytime, like I'm love football. So like anytime, you know, our football team plays well, you know, I'm happy just seeing, especially against Iowa State.
And with Patrick, with your infatuation, your love for Iowa State, I'm sure that was an interesting night.
It was so awesome. Me and Jordan kept tweeting all this different stuff, just making fun of Iowa State and just their whole football program in general.
Okay. So the next thing with your name, image, and likeness is you guys gotta just do what's like Oprah's favorite things. You gotta find whatever your favorite things are, and that's what we need to get you the next deal with, right? So, okay, let's start with Connor, favorite drink, non-alcoholic drink.
probably like, I mean, Sprite, you know, Sprite, lemonade, water, pretty generic.
Patrick, what do you drink?
Purple Powerade is my favorite drink.
I don't think anybody's hit Powerade about a deal.
Yeah, maybe, right? I think I need to.
I think so too. I think you should. Yeah, I think, I mean, obviously you have an agent now. You're big time. Connor didn't have an agent.
We were sitting in the living room and he was just emailing companies yesterday. it was good stuff.
Okay. You already have a pizza. Favorite burger?
In Iowa City or out of Iowa City?
Let's go chain. Let's first go chain and then we'll go Iowa City.
Five Guys. Easy.
Five Guys. Five Guys. What do you get on your Five Guys burger?
All the way minus, I forget. I get one thing not on it, but I do all
the mayo. You get mayo on it?
Yeah, I do.
You go all in.
Yeah.
You guys are young. You can go mayo.
Ketchup. Onion.
Do you do the spicy fries or do you do the regular fries?
Cajun
fries.
Yeah.
And a drink? You go Sprite, lemonade. What do you do? Purple Powerade, also a possibility.
Yeah. Any of those three.
Powerade if they're paying. Okay, Patrick, Shake Shack, go. What's your order?
Just double Shack burger with fries and I'll usually get an Oreo shake. Probably costs like $50, but you got what you got to do. I also love Five Guys, and we don't have a Shake Shack in Iowa City, so my favorite burger in Iowa City, like chain, is definitely Five Guys.
Yeah, it's Five Guys. We're gonna edit out the Shake Shack thing, and you guys are gonna be the Five Guys. That's what you guys could do. You get all the McCaffreys together and do Five Guys. Five Guys love Five Guys. There you go.
That's true. It could work.
I'm good at what I do. Okay, so what about in Iowa City, specifically in Iowa City? If you're gonna get a burger in Iowa City, where do you go?
I like Monica's. It's a little spot in Coralville that I really like.
Usually is Coralville a real place, or is that just the place where the hotel is and people come into town?
Monica's is a real place.
No, not Monica's. I'm talking about Coralville. Like,
Coralville is a real place.
Is there an actual city hall? Is there a high school for it? Only place I've ever been that's as Coralville is the hotel and those like restaurants and apartments that are right there. Outside of that, I don't actually think Coralville's a real place.
That's downtown Coralville right there.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's not a real place. It's like Arlington, Texas. Like Arlington, Texas has Jerry's World and has the Ranger Stadium and nothing else. There's no real city there. There's like, they just made up, like, let's just call it Arlington and pretend like it's a city, but really it's a place for two stadiums. It feels like Coralville's not a real city. It's just a place where you can put some bars and restaurants. And there's got that new kind of arena where concerts are, right? That's right out next to the hotel. Okay, what about, so Monica's, what do you get at Monica's?
So I get burgers. They have a really big menu. I get a lot of different stuff. So sometimes their chips and queso is really good, but then usually I get a cheeseburger just with tomato, ketchup, and their french fries are really good.
Connor?
Yeah, I mean, I like Monica's, Stella, Shorts. I'm probably leaving something out. Big Grove has a good burger. Honestly, Five Guys too.
I think with the Five Guys deal is the big deal. Okay. Favorite arena to play in outside of Carver Hawkeye?
Assembly Hall.
Why?
I just think it's really cool and it's loud and like, I don't know, I feel like it's just like kind of like an historic basketball arena.
Yeah. What about you, Pat?
I like Maryland. I think Maryland's really cool. The environment was crazy this or my freshman year. This year they didn't have any fans, so it wasn't as crazy. It wasn't crazy at all. But I like Maryland's arena.
Least favorite place to play. Start with you, Pat.
Ames. Anytime I have to go to Ames, it just I get physically sick whenever I have to go to Ames. I hate it there. So I won't even say the name, Ames.
Okay. Connor?
I'd say probably like the Kohl Center. I hate that
place. Oh, that one sucks too.
Yeah, it does suck.
I hate that place.
They play, freezing they in there because the hockey run under there. They still use those Sterling basketballs?
No, they got rid
Thank
of them.
God.
They used to.
God, those are so bad.
Yeah, they're all. Oh, the rack, too. The rack is really not a cool place.
I personally love the rack. I think the rack is so cool.
It's so shitty. It's cool, right?
Yes. I mean,
it's just it's so bad. I mean, I remember that was like one of our first. That was the first Big East game in the history of Notre Dame. We played at Rutgers. We're up 14. We lost in overtime. But I remember like changing in the locker room, and back then I don't know what the visitors' locker room was like now, but it was like cheek to cheek, like it was terrible. And I remember going out to the court, like, dude, this is the Big East, like, ugh. So they're like, it's not really the Big East, it's Rutgers. So I was like, okay, that makes sense. So you get like Seth Davis is like, oh, Rutgers, like, great home court. I was like, no, it's not. It's a shithole. I was like, they play really hard. They play better there than they do everywhere else because they get some calls and it can be a little loud, but every place is loud when you put people in it. Like, not a big Rutgers. I love the program. I think Pikel does a good job and they got good players, but
yeah
I don't think it's.
I really like Coach Pikel too. I just don't like the rack.
Agreed. I think we're all in agreement there. Okay. One thing about Carver Hawkeye that because you guys basically grew up there, you know, and no one else knows. Connor, you go first.
I have something that came to my head right away, but like just because of recruiting, I can't say it. Patrick knows. Patrick, you should know what I'm talking about.
Like, I don't, but I would if you told me.
Duh. I have no idea
what you're thinking right now. I have no idea.
It's like a recruiting advantage that you guys have that nobody else has.
Disadvantage.
Oh, now I know.
Yeah. I'll tell you as soon as we're done. But I mean, a lot of people don't know that like Carver in itself and the practice gym and like everything is like all in one building. Like it's just all connected. Most people have no idea because you can't see like where
you can't see it outside. Yeah.
You can't see it. So like everybody just thinks like, oh, like, are you just practicing Carver? Well, no, we practice in the practice gym every day, which is right next to Carver. It's up the elevator, but like nobody really understands, like you can't see it. So they just think, you know, it's all one big building.
Patrick, is there any secret rooms that we need to know about? Any secret stories that we need to know about?
Well, here's a funny story. My high school graduation was in Carver and it got delayed because there was a tornado warning, but there was already a million people in there. So I graduated with Courtney Eldridge's son. He's like one of my really good friends. My handprint didn't work to get in the locker room yet. I had just set it up and I needed to wait like a week before it to get set. Cause I was about to go there, but Courtney was able to get us into the locker room door. Cause like everybody's like crowded, like back in like the tunnel area, and me, Courtney, and like his whole family. And then everybody in my family just kind of snuck into the locker room. So that was fun.
Have you ever seen a tornado? Like actually eyeballed?
I've not.
No.
Connor, did you go to the Yankee game in Iowa?
No, I didn't. I wanted to, but I didn't. I think we're going to go next year. Field of Dreams.
You can't get any. This year's game was so amazing though. Like walk off home run into the corn stalks. That thing was pretty cool. Have you ever been there?
Honestly, no. And we need to go like really bad.
Patrick's bored by just the idea of baseball. I can just.
I like baseball.
No, you don't. Yeah. No, you don't.
It's all right.
You would like if your brother becomes a millionaire and a starter in a baseball team, but you clearly don't like baseball. I mentioned the word baseball and you nodded off. I didn't even get into the question. You're like, that's it.
No, baseball is just too slow for me, but I like watching the Phillies. Like if I have, I can't just sit down and watch any random baseball game, but if I have a team that I want to like root for, then I can watch.
Okay. Do you call your dad dad or do you call him coach?
I say yo, and hopefully it gets his attention.
Connor?
Yeah, I don't call him anything. I don't call him coach. I don't call him dad. I just like, hey, yo, like something like that.
That he does do yo. He does do a yo a lot too. Yeah, that's a good one. Who's gone chest to chest with him in season more? You or Patrick?
Oh, Connor.
Probably me.
I don't argue with him. Like, I don't really argue with anybody that much. I just kind of,
except
don't know.
Iowa State fans. Those are the only ones.
Yeah.
And those assholes in high school. Those assholes in high school when you're warming up.
Fun.
Huh?
I'll argue on Twitter, but that's more just for fun. Like, I just do that because I enjoy arguing with people sometimes. Like, and like, I think it's funny. But like, with my teammates and my coaches, I usually just kind of like shut up and listen.
Connor, you know, I don't know if you know this, my dad and your dad almost got into a fight after our first Big East.
I've heard this story.
Yeah. It was fucking awesome. So we were playing St. John's in the Garden. And the week before, we had played Manhattan in the Garden. And Fran McCaffrey was coaching Manhattan. And they had like three guys suspended. So we're like, oh, we're going to fucking roll these dudes. Like, it's Manhattan. And we got housed. And so we play St. John's like a week later. And St. John's was shitty. They're talented. They have Felipe Lopez and Sandon Hamilton, some of those guys. Anyway, so I hit – John McCloud was all about the mid-range pull-up jump shot. He was like, you got to have a mid-range shot if you want to play big-time college basketball, play in the NBA. And I played like people play now, like shot threes or get to the rim, like nothing else, right? Or drive and kick. So I was geeking out because I hit a baseline pull-up jump shot, right? Like, I didn't play that good. I was a freshman. Late in the game, they went 1-3-1. And I apparently stepped out of bounds, but it was one of those, you know, refs are sometimes assholes where you don't step out of bounds, but they want to do the like touch the sideline with their hand and point the other way just because they want to make a big demonstrative call. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So the guy did that to me. So after the game, like my dad, like Regis Philbin comes in, all these Notre Dame celebrities come in. We just won a Big East game. Like, St. John's is shitty, but it was still fun to win. And then my dad's just like on my ass. Like, I can't believe, you know, he had to take you out at the end of the game because you couldn't break a fucking press. And he's right. Like, the press was, I mean, it's easy for me. And I got tight. I wasn't that good. Anyway, so like your dad comes up. He's like, all right, Bobby, that's enough. And my dad just like, I'll tell you, like, what are you talking about? I'm getting into you. Like, he almost cost you the game. He's like, I said, that's enough. And then they go fucking chest to chest. And they're like, and I'm like, oh, I'm out of here. And then like all the guys walk out of the locker room and like, here my dad is, and they're motherfucking each other. And then, you know, we get on the bus and your dad's like super red. And he's like, I love you, but your fucking dad, I'm going to fucking kill him. And then they somehow made up. But that's that really, really happened. That shit happened. And I think it's healthy. I think it's a healthy way to live. I do. I think if you have frustrations, you get it out. And then you hug it out at the end of the day, right?
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
Yeah, except with Iowa State, guys. We don't hug it out with Iowa State.
I will never hug anybody who likes Iowa State.
Well, easy, because there may be some like 11 she's infatuated with you. She only wants to meet you. And she couldn't get into Iowa, or she's a legacy at Iowa State, and she may come knocking at your door. And I just want to hug Patrick. And if you say never, that's a never.
Nope, I won't do it.
Okay.
I'm kidding, man. We can, there's exceptions to every rule. There's exceptions to every rule.
Okay. Okay. All right. So here's the things we need. We need more name, image, and likeness. We need an LLC or a C Corp. Right? And you talk to your dad's accountant about that. Okay. We need a name for the podcast.
Yep.
Right? We need a name for the podcast. Anything else we haven't covered that we need to get you guys?
I need to give Zach less money.
Need to give Zach less money. I'm like, I like what you're doing, where you're varying it based upon how much he actually played a part in getting the deal. That's smart. 10 to 20 and you can go less. You know, but always throw some money his way, even when he's not involved. That way he works hard for you. But you should have it. If he's going to do these deals, you got to do it where, listen, you tell me when I'm there and you have the time when I'm out. and you handle all the other stuff. I don't handle money. I don't handle anything. I'm just the happy, nice Patrick McCaffrey, shaking hands, kissing babies, making money. You do all the dirty work. That's what the job of the agent is.
Yeah, that's kind of what he's been doing.
Okay. And whatever, don't take their first offer.
I already made that mistake once. I won't do it again.
Okay. IP address. I mean, not IP address. You got to own the IP, own the intellectual property.
Done.
Good. Good. Hey, guys, I know you got other shit you'd rather be doing. I had fun. Thanks for joining me. And I will work. We'll put it out on Twitter. We'll find you a podcast name.
Let's do it. Wait,
we got it. Right.
Thanks, later, boys.
Yep.
Wasn't that fun? Right? We're going to have to find a way to get some more opinion out of Patrick McCaffrey. That's what we're going to have to do. It just doesn't show a lot of opinion. I'm kidding. Clearly, he's going to be vacationing in Ames, Iowa for the rest of his life. All right, a reminder, the Doug Gottlieb Show, daily 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on the iHeartRadio app. Of course, you can download that as a podcast on a daily basis. That's the Doug Gottlieb Show. Keep your questions coming at Gottlieb Show. Check out the Doug Gottlieb Show. Remember to subscribe, download, subscribe, rate, write a review of this pod. It somehow helps me out. In the meantime, I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is All Ball.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.